On Sunday night, a Honduran newspaper reported that the U.S. and Honduras had reached a deal to designate the Central American country as a safe third country for migrants. And that would force migrants traveling through Honduras to first seek refuge in Honduras before requesting asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. This would be the third Latin American country to agree to work with the Trump administration in holding migrants attempting to come to the United States. Earlier this year, the U.S. reached similar agreements with Guatemala and Mexico. But human rights organizations have raised concerns about exactly how safe these countries are. Jeff Ernst is here to help us with all this. He's a freelance journalist who's reported for The New York Times and Univision in Honduras. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we mentioned this is being reported in the Honduran press, but hasn't really made a dent here in the press in the U.S. Is there a disconnect between what they're saying and what we know so far?
Well, yesterday, my editors at Univision were able to confirm with diplomatic sources that the deal has, in fact, been signed. So it appears that just simply the Honduran press got to it first.
Could Honduras be a safe third country for migrants? I mean, this came up when we were talking about Guatemala. What does daily life look like for many citizens of Honduras right now?
Well, and Honduras has a murder rate that's double that of Guatemala or Mexico. So it's hard to see anybody talking about Honduras as a safe country when it has one of the highest murder rates in the world still, even though that's reduced dramatically in the past 5 years or so, about half. All kinds of crimes, including extortion, is still rampant, and those are the kinds of crimes that migrants are particularly vulnerable to. If this is implemented, we're likely to see the same sort of situations that are going on in Mexico, where these vulnerable migrants are being victimized by local criminal groups.
And would this be part of the broader U.S. strategy here? You mentioned remain in Mexico. I want to talk a little bit about the parallels there. And then earlier this summer, the U.S. struck a similar deal with Guatemala. What does that tell us about the U.S.'s strategy so far when it comes to deterring migrants from coming into the United States?
It seems to me that the U.S. is just looking for anything it could possibly do to stem the flow from its border. And in this case, we're really not even talking about that many people. About 35,000 migrants pass through Honduras, currently mostly from Cuba and Nicaragua. And so it's not going to be a big impact as it would be in, say, even Guatemala or especially Mexico. So it's not likely we're going to see some sort of refugee camps forming in Honduras. At the same time, any amount of migrants that the Honduran government has to protect is really questionable because they can't even protect their own citizens who are fleeing the very same reasons, the very same violence and crime that these migrants would be subjected to.
We mentioned at the top that when the U.S. struck a similar deal with Guatemala, there were concerns about the people in Guatemala and whether or not human rights organizations in particular doubting that Guatemala could actually handle the influx of migrants. Are you expecting, based on this news so far, are we expecting to hear similar concerns from the human rights community?
Absolutely. The reaction in Honduras was one of rather incredulous. In the human rights community, in the migration community, the idea of Honduras as a safe country, it's just hard for people to comprehend, especially the people who live the crime as part of their everyday lives.
Let's talk a little bit about the relationship with the U.S. and the Trump administration in particular and Honduras. Where has that stood in the lead up to this agreement so far?
Well, the relationship with the U.S. has become a bit complicated lately, largely due to revelations in the Southern District Court of New York that the president of Honduras is implicated in a drug trafficking conspiracy that his brother is currently facing trial for in New York. So at this current moment, it's important to have that context because the president of Honduras is very much trying to ingratiate himself with the U.S. government because he relies on that legitimacy provided by the U.S. government support. Without that he would be very much in trouble and could actually be ousted.
The Honduran president we're talking about here is Juan Orlando Hernandez. Is he trying to ingratiate himself with the United States for his own gain or to protect his brother or both? I mean, isn't he being investigated as well?
He is being investigated. He was named as a co-conspirator, which is a serious thing, and it could in the future lead to an indictment of him. Now, that's not likely in the near future, but it certainly seems that he has his own personal interests at play here.
Has the U.S. supported Juan Orlando Hernandez so far with all these alleged acts of corruption? Or are they staying away and staying quiet? I mean, what's really happening here, particularly given the potential for this new agreement between the U.S. and Honduras?
Officially, the U.S. has maintained its support for Juan Orlando Hernandez precisely because he is willing and able to implement their agenda. Former diplomats describe him as very transactional, you know, always a give-and-take relationship with him, but that he's a willing and eager ally in pretty much anything the U.S. asks of him. So when you look at U.S. interests in Honduras, you always have to look at from the perspective of maintaining stability. And in the absence of some sort of plan of what would happen if the president were to resign because of these allegations of narco trafficking, not to mention numerous corruption allegations surrounding him, there's no clear path involving his renouncement that would bring stability to the country and wouldn't incite more chaos. So until I think the U.S. government can see a path without Hernandez that provides stability in the short term, I don't think that support will waver, except for in the case that he were to be indicted.
Will we see a formal announcement of this agreement between the U.S. and Honduras?
I would expect it within days at this point, especially since it's making the rounds in the news. I'm surprised that there hasn't been an official statement as of yet, but I think the fact that they've been silent on it also lends credence to the fact that it has indeed been signed.
Jeff Ernst is a freelance journalist who's reported for The New York Times and Univision in Honduras. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.